Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I am proud to bring you ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings and welcome, Mark and Phyllis. How are you?
Hey, Hercules. How are you? We're fine.
I'm glad. Happy holidays.
We're healthy today. We're healthy tonight.
Yep. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving time.
Good. Okay, well, I'm glad you're healthy, and I'm glad you had a happy holiday. I look forward to your presentation tonight. If you need me, just holler.
Okay. Hey, last time we heard people saying there was a purring on the show, but it might have been technical stuff in the background. But it actually sounded like a little cat purring.
Well, there are ghost animals, as you know, as there are ghost people.
Yep.
Have I told you the story of my ghost cat?
Yes, I know. And we have ghost cats, too, here in the house, plus a dragon, a white dragon, and a unicorn. And so we were kidding around because the cats sit on our sofa purring, and we were on the sofa. We're always on the sofa when we do the show. So hearing a purring sound in the background made us feel good and helped other people, too. They all felt, so they loved hearing the cat purr. They thought their cat was, you know, tuning into them. That was great. Because we were talking about animals.
Yeah, continue.
We were.
Anything is possible.
Okay, kids.
Okay.
We have a lot of friends tuning in tonight.
We sort of have a long message tonight from, we just asked, what was it, yes, on the 30th.
Wednesday.
Yeah, we asked Sananda if he would give us a, you know, Christmas time message. And what we got was a manifesto. So, Mark?
So, it might take a while to read, not about 20-some-odd minutes, that's all. But
like
I'm instructed to give this message to our friends and family and all of our all souls out there and our little friends as well as Nature Kingdom. Okay, here goes. And Sananda's Christmas 2023 message. Title, Training Defenders of the Light. I lucidly remote viewed this message Wednesday, November 29, 2023. Excuse me. On the 14th plane, Massive Arcvana, the starship where I come from. It's on a high, high, high plane where everybody, countless oversouls abide. Your higher over-self or true selves, your original selves. I asked Sananda if he had a Christmas message for our ET Universal Zone podcast listeners. Sananda acknowledged, yes, I would be happy to. So it was just Sananda and I, my glorified oversoul body or overself body or true self body form, the one probably you've seen on the websites. That's the glorified forms that we take on the high realms. That's your true selves, your androgynous looking people. So it was my overself or me within my overself watching and sitting. I was in my own body, basically. So I'm lucidly out of body at the same time. Sitting opposite each other in a private lounge area where we're sitting opposite. As Sananda delivered telepathically and verbally this message. As always, he also projected visions to me as he spoke. And we feel this is a clarion call to souls and angels who are his mighty light warriors in all the planes and levels of his creation. Peace, love, and light eternal. Mark, you'll be able to read that in our ET Universal Zone under messages, right?
Yeah. Well,
not posted yet.
It might take me a little while to get it up.
We were still refining the print and the typos. Sananda's message. I know it's going to sound a little interesting to people, but I'm trying to read it. I will try to read it the way he said it to me or sounded it to me in telepathy. And it sometimes seems like it's run on a long sentence, but in telepathy, it really seems to be like that. It's almost like //, thought, thought, thought. So I might put commas, and then we'll space it with parentheses, what do you call it, paragraphs. So I'm going to try and hope... His energy, as usual, he's going to tune in anyway, but I don't know if he'll tune in totally in some way with the overshadowing energy. But here goes. I'm going to take a sip of tea. For on this day, behold, I say to all listening and reading, rejoice, my children, for today I bring you joy, hope, and peace beyond your understanding. Creator, we have heard you all in your prayers, thoughts, and have seen the actions you have taken on the planet to cancel, hold back, conquer, and silence the tricksters, manipulators, and fallen influencers that prowl around you unseen by most people. Rejoice in your hearts, souls, minds, and spirits, my children, because your beloved Creator sees, hears, and knows all that is happening and has now chosen this time on earth to move among you, all my children. Praise Creator for all you have had, have now, and will have, now and forever. Amen. Soon be observant or watchful in your words, deeds, actions, and thoughts, my children. For by your words spoken in physical reality now will come to you. You have heard the saying, by their fruits they are known. It means that actions people do or words people say will bring towards the person good fruits or bad fruits. It means joy or sadness, freedom or captivity, etc. Speak good words and help others when you can. All is seen by your beloved Creator, and by your actions, again, you are known. Creator, Yahweh, loves you all, my children, unceasingly. We want you all to remember that always. I love you all unceasingly and will never leave any of you behind. Come to me, my children. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the altar of the house of the Triune Creator except by and through me. I am the second person of the Infinite Creator, the Father, Mother, as androgynous Mother, Father, the Father, Mother, Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit essence lives within all creation and every creature in all the omniverse. When you understand and recognize that inner truth, my children, you will know how and why we love and adore you all so much. My children, please open your hearts, minds, and ears to what I am saying. The area surrounding the earth, this solar system, and galaxy is very intensified and moving with a high and holy frequency within the plasma-like structures and areas of space as you know it. The increase of light from Creator magnifies the energy surrounding planets and also the solar energies within stars in the galaxy. This is happening to your galaxy and other galaxies in the surrounding area of space, but at different degrees of intensity. For now, my children, please understand that when this happens within the physical levels on the first plane, changes can occur to physical planets and the souls and creatures living on them. Most of all that happens is good for the people and the planet. Sometimes the souls will see new species of plant animals and plant life form or be discovered. Usually, also, some species may go away as well. However, even though a life form may go extinct from a planet, it does not mean they are gone forever. All animals that were once on the Earth are not gone, but exist on other planets suited to their frequency and polarities in their physical body forms. I am saying this so you can understand the vibrational changes that are here and flowing throughout this galaxy and within your solar system and planet Earth. Your souls and physical bodies may sense the presence of a newer or higher energy. That is a loving and holy influence from Creator coming to all the children. That is why you may see and hear on your news shows around the planet of upheavals and shaking and earthquakes due to the energetic balancing within the interior of the planet. Do not be afraid, my children, but abide in me, and I will guide you. Around the planet, you may see or hear people fighting or causing violence. Again, do not be afraid. Trust in me always. I will protect you. My children, you have to trust in me and ask for me to be with you always. Your free will allows you to believe as you wish, and I can only call to you to come home to me or stay near you until you recognize and see me again as your only Creator, your Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am the only Creator. There is no other before or after me. When you trust in me and believe, I am with you always. When you ask me to be with you always, I will come to you. In humbleness and reverence, when you release your past mistakes, we call repenting, and ask to be forgiven of all your past and present actions, thoughts, words, and deeds you did or said to another person, animal, or to me as creator, I will forgive you, my child. And my child, I will abide in your soul and spirit and guide you. When you ask to do the will of creator in your life, we, as creator, will show you the way that is best for you in your life and protect and guide you. Right now, your guardian angels help guide and protect you from straying off your path. Remember, you chose the paths you wanted to learn or test yourselves on before you were born physically. Your guardian angels tried to help you stay close to the paths you chose, but the fallen angels, influencers and distractors, try very hard to lead souls astray or off the paths they wanted to be on. They try to distract people with fame, fortune, addictions, and all forms of physical desires to pull a soul from their destiny. We understand, my children, how the tricksters try to confuse, mislead, and lure innocent souls off their paths. I am here to help you understand and also remember how to keep the distractors away from you. My name in all forms chases them away from your auras and bodies. Speak my name and call on me to come protect you. If you have asked for forgiveness and repented and released your addictions and asked me to be your only Lord and Creator, then I am already with you, and I will surround you with my mantle of brilliant white diamond light, and no negative being or fallen angel will come near you. You can say my name in any of these ways or even combine them. Yahweh, Sananda, Sonanda, S-O-N-A-N-D-A, Yahoshua, Yeshua, Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, Jesus, Yehoshua, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. I am that I am Elohim. You can ask for help like this. Quote, Infinite Triune Creator, Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, that's parentheses for you to know who it is, be with me now and protect me. I ask this in Yehoshua Christ's or Jesus Christ's holy name, amen, unquote. You can use Jesus Christ, Yehoshua Christ, etc. You can even say Sananda Christ if you want. Christ is the title. You can also ask for protection and help in this way. Quote, My infinite creator, please protect and help me now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. You can again say Yehoshua, Yahshua, or Yeshua. When I walked the earth 2,000 plus years ago, it was to conquer the fallen angels and negative influencers, distractors, and tricksters from warring against my children in order to lead them off their paths and to forget who I am. I came to earth for my children to have a way to protect themselves always from fallen angels, negative beings, and influencers, etc. The only way for me to impact the fallen angels and distractors for good was to play in their game on this planet and to work within the rules they had set up for the souls to be manipulated by their false traditions, beliefs, and ritual sacrifices of the innocent animals, people, and children. To be born into the world and walk on my earth was the only way for me to end their influences over the souls. In visions, he let me know this was done many times in many parts of the omniverse and other planet systems. Their goals have been to hurt souls and children and to insult Creator in any way they could. We knew all souls and angels have free will, and so I can only help my children. Turning a page, everybody. I can only help my children when they believe in me and the Creator who sent me, and to know I am always with them. Excuse me for a second, everybody. Okay, my paper got tangled. when I died on the cross as an innocent sacrifice. Again, those are the rules the Fallen had set up for thousands of years on the planet at that time. His presence is here. I had poured out all of my blood on the earth and within the earth. That made the earth my altar. According to the rules the Fallen had set up, they wanted blood sacrifices on the altars they set up. I created the earth and all of the omniverse. The omniverse is my altar and holy signature in all creation. Your blood and body have my name within you and on you. The Fallen know that, but hope you do not know it. That is why when you, my children, all of you who know me, trust and believe in me, and he who sent me 2,000 plus years ago, have total protection when you call on me and the Triune Infinite Creator to protect and guide you on your physical journey. My blood poured it out and into the earth. My blood redeemed and broke all ties the fallen angels and influencers had on my children. The negative beings and fallen angels know it too. When you feel you are being lied to or thoughts come at you that are not your thoughts and they feel negative, pompous, arrogant, or egotistical, know that those are not your thoughts, but influencers projecting words at you from the areas around your aura, your energy field. They are trying to corrupt you or cause you to go astray with addictions or feelings of worthlessness and depression. Yell at them or speak out in your audible voice like this. Be gone, you fallen and negative demons, influencers and distractors. Be gone from my house and run from my body. I am a child of the Most High Creator, Yahweh. Leave me now. I have the mystical and holy blood of Yehoshua, Jesus Christ, poured over me, and no harm comes to me. Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus, come to me now. And protect me now in Yehoshua, Jesus Christ's holy name. I call now Yahweh, Creator, protect me. Amen, period. End quote. The short way to get help is, quote, Jesus Christ, Yehoshua Christ. Angels, help me now in Yehoshua or Jesus Christ's holy name. I ask this now in my beloved Creator, Yahweh. I ask this now, my beloved Creator, Yahweh. Amen. The negative manipulators, influencers, tricksters, and fallen angels all run from you and your home or wherever you may be, because when you call out to the Creator and me, we will come to you and be with you. My holy presence will engulf you and reflect around you more than 100-fold in frequency, 1,000 or more feet in diameter surrounding your body. Trust me, the negative beings of fallen angels run far, far away and down into the lower levels, invisible realms of the first plane below the first level. Trust me, they go very low and out of sight. Archangels chase them down and scare them when you call on Archangel Michael and his mighty battle guard and warriors of light angels. What is happening on the earth at this time is a last roundup of negative beings and fallen angels trying very hard to keep their standing of fear, hate, prejudices, murder, ever propagating on and in around the planet Earth. They are trying in a last stand event to take as many souls with them before the souls can find or believe in Creator. Keeping the innocent distracted with manipulation and influences by negative beings to do what they want and not to listen to their inner voice reminding them that what the soul is planning to do or is not good for the soul. The fallen influence the souls with selfish desires, addictions of all kinds, and also through music, games, and media, etc. My children, stay strong and be vigilant in your promise to Creator when you came to the physical realities on the first plane and levels within. Your true self knows and promised to fight for the light and Creator in all realms. You all have the promise within your souls and also your true total self or original self. Call forth your promise from your inner soul and speak it out now. Quote, I am a child of the Most High One, infinite and radiant Creator Yahweh, now and forever. I now repeat my promise to protect the innocent and fight for the infinite light of Creator on all planes and levels in the omniverse. No negative beings or fallen angels can ever influence or try to steer me away from the love of my beloved, infinite, triune Creator. My Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune Creator, loves me now and forever throughout all the omniverse. Now and for all eternity, I am with my beloved Creator, my body, mind, soul, and spirit, and in all focus points of my glorified, pure original self throughout all creation. Amen. Unquote. Speak words like that, and the negative beings and influencers run from your presence wherever you are. When I say for you to pour my mystical holy blood over your soul, you can visualize and imagine crimson sparkling light pouring over you from above, filling your body and aura with the light. As you imagine and visualize the crimson light, imagine it turning to brilliant diamonds of white light, filling your soul and body and aura all at once. Imagine the light surrounding you, 5 feet over your head and higher, and going below your feet the same way. You are now engulfed in a huge oval of blazing white diamonds of light, and feel the warm light in your body as energy and love from Creator. Finally, imagine all of the light surrounded by shimmering, metallic, gold, fire-like energy. That represents the Holy Presence with you always, and the negative beings and fallen angels, etc., can see it too. They back away from you, because when you ask for my mystical holy blood to pour over you, for example, even your home, children, pets, car, etc., for protection, just know I am there and standing by you. Before you ask anything from Creator, always speak words of love, praise, thanks, and love for all creation. With a grateful and humble heart, ask for what you need or want, and believe it is already yours, and I will give it to you at that right time. Your love and praise of Creator for all you have had, have now, and will have in the future is a formula for attracting Creator's love to flow towards you now on the planet Earth, as well as after you are in the heaven levels and planes. My children, never stop praising Creator as you go through life on the physical planets, or as you move through the different planes and levels on finer frequencies. Praising Creator and giving thanks through reverence and adoration is the greatest way to get the Creator's complete attention on a soul. Creator doesn't need your praise really to be Creator. It is the child or soul that needs Creator's attention and protection. When a soul is on a mission for Creator and working on the lower planes and levels where the fallen angels and negative beings can try to influence a soul to stray off the mission or the path they chose to follow originally. When the soul gives thanks and speaks words of love, hope, praise, and asks for Creator's will to be done and not their will, then the soul cancels out any egotistical thoughts surrounding their request or prayer for healing for themselves or another. My children, when you give thanks and sing or speak of the beauty that surrounds you, even when you're in a barren or desolate area on the planet, sing and speak as if you are seeing heavenly beauty all around you. As you speak, so it becomes in the ethers or frequencies around you, and there it reflects around your aura, pulling like energies towards your projecting words. Truly, like attracts like, on and within all the planes and levels. When your words are joy, love, hope, thanks, and praise to Creator, the infinite Creator sees that you are a loving child and you believe and trust in Creator. Like a beacon in the night, Creator sends instant recognition, love, and peace to the soul, causing the soul's aura to be emblazoned with highly intensified white diamond energy shimmering all around the soul. Nothing evil or negative can move towards the soul. any negative being or fallen angel will run miles from the soul. I am telling you all, my children, that this is how to protect yourselves and build up incredible protection and light around your bodies and in your energy fields and auras. Yeah, a sip of tea. Next paragraph, guys. The sun will be going through some changes and solar activity will increase at times. Fear not, I am with you and everyone in this galaxy always. Pray for your beautiful planet to have healing and a restoration of her atmosphere, magnetosphere, and all currents and conditions of frequencies within and outside of the planet. Give thanks and praise, Creator, for all the planetary angels in creation, and to protect and send love to all angels working around and on the earth. Praise Creator for the blessings, love, and healing coming to the earth and her planetary angel, Alishiala, and all nature spirits on the planet earth as well. Remember, nature spirits are all future angels that will continue the beauty of creation throughout the omniverse. With this, he gave me a vision of the extended omniverse that continues to create always, so it's never ending. Your thoughts, words, and praise influence the energy and frequency surrounding you, and they can reflect around your aura as thought forms. They look like pictures in your aura, praising Creator with love and childlike adoration, etc. allows Creator to behold my innocent child who is praying, petitioning, and asking through heartfelt reverence and devotion a need or desire from their soul. Creator turns attention to the beloved child and knows what the child wants before the soul asks. Seeing and knowing the heart of every soul, Creator knows when the request or miracle may or can be answered according to what Creator sees as trust and belief. Many prayers are answered when asked. Other times the soul waits, but the secret, he put this in big letters, is to continue to praise and ask for healing or speak your request. Pray unceasingly with love and praise. Sometimes some requests require more from a soul, depending on the soul and what they have learned. That is why many times you may hear people say that they fasted for a few days, you know, maybe longer, and their prayer or request suddenly and miraculously came true. Sometimes a soul has to repent of what they feel they did, said, or thought to another person, that they may have been selfish, jealous, or hurt the person. And when they ask to be forgiven of their negative influences, etc., and open their hearts in humbleness and give thanks and praise the Creator, many times the soul has a breakthrough and can see the miracle come true before them. The soul must get out of the way for Creator to bless the soul with their need, desire, or healing. Speak like this to Creator. Quote, Thy will be done, my infinite Creator, and not mine always, as I ask for healing for myself, and in parentheses, or a friend, etc. I trust in you always, and I ask this prayer or petition, etc., to come to pass in your Son, Jesus, Yehoshua Christ's holy name. Amen. Unquote. Again, he says to me like that, when I put the names in, you can either use any way you want the name, Yehoshua, Yeshua, Jesus, Sananda, everything. My children, when you see or hear about fighting in the streets or wars in foreign places, pray for them all. Do not take sides. Pray for the negative influencers and fallen angels to be surrounded by Archangel Michael's holy angels of Creator. Ask for the angels to surround the people and countries and to chase negative beings and fallen angels away. Ask for my mystical holy blood to be poured over all people on the planet Earth. Ask for my mystical holy blood to cleanse, purify, detox, heal, and protect the people, animals, and all creatures of the earth in Yehoshua or Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Praise Creator. And pray like that, and the earth will be covered in brilliant white diamonds of light and gold. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come protect you and fill you with his holy presence. and ask also for the Holy Spirit to cleanse, purify, detox, heal, and protect you always, and also to give you wisdom, he says, to know truth and discern truth when you read, see, or hear people speak. Amen. My children, I love you more than you can understand. I am with you always. I am alive now, and my holy blood is also alive in the earth. When you speak of my mystical holy blood protecting you, we hear you. Frequencies, sonics, harmonics, and scalar waves of energy are all real, and quantum sub and microparticles are all real. Instantly, you are heard by Creator, and my holy blood hears what I hear. The frequency of my blood is known by Creator, and I will come to my children who call out in love or when they are frightened or alone. I am with you now and for all eternity. Seek my face in your dreams and out-of-body experiences. Always pray and ask for a revelation to come to you for truth and guidance to surround you on your path in life. Speak like this, quote, my infinite and radiant loving Creator Yahweh, your beloved calls to you now. Ask now in this part what you need or desire, help with money or healing or for yourself or others. Or you can say this, I long to see your face, my Creator. Please come to me to comfort me. I love you forever, and I trust in you always. Amen. Speak to Creator in humbleness, like a gentle child longing to be held and loved by your mother or father. Do not stop asking, and let your thoughts go, and look forward to a meeting with Creator. We can come to you when you least expect it too. That is why you stay positive when you ask for anything from Creator, because you do not know the day or time your request may come to you. Do not doubt, but look forward to your request, your petition or prayer, to come to you like an unexpected gift. Joy, love, praise, hope, and anticipation, which is also action energy, moves to bring your requests from Creator, myself, and Holy Spirit. Remember, my children, do not give in to negative influencers, tricksters, and the fallen angels. Chase them away with a shout of my mystical holy blood and brilliant white diamond light. Know you are safe and protected by Creator. Call on me, trust and believe in me, and I will be there. Creator has sent the glory energy stronger now than ever. The Holy Presence is active on the planet now. This is the good news many souls have waited for. The negative beings of fallen angels are trying hard to influence the innocent souls. That is why you, my children, must stand in the gap, as people say, to be the voice for the young, innocent, and for the souls who do not believe yet or have atheistic beliefs. Your prayers help protect the souls who do not know Creator or have not understood Creator yet. Pray for them all the way I've mentioned to you and here in this letter. Your prayers and petitions for other souls who are your spiritual brothers and sisters are heard always by Creator. Remember, we hear all thoughts, words, and prayers. With humble, loving, and sincere hearts, we ask for you to pray for all souls on earth and in the omniverse to receive wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of the truth of Creator to come to them all. Amen. When he says amen, that means so be it, but it also means holy word spoken. Forever the Creator has been alive then, now, today, and for all eternity. I have known you from the beginning, and you have known me too. And many of you now know my voice as well. I am calling my children home, and I have presented some of the best ways to be noticed by Creator on earth. For my children who understand and know my love in their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, I ask you to pray unceasingly for all souls and life everywhere in the omniverse. Repent daily, which is like clearing karma, to Creator for anything you feel, thought, said, or did that may have hurt another soul, child, animal, plant, or tree. And with that image he gave me, all creation, fish, insects, everything. All have consciousness, and all sense or feel fear or can be hurt by actions, thoughts, and words. Remember, even your food and water can be influenced by words and thoughts. Pray for all your food before you eat or drink. Give thanks and praise Creator for your food and all you have had, have now, and will have as you go through life on Earth and throughout the omniverse when you travel to the other planes and levels of creation. Also, everybody, right now, the image he gave me also was, don't forget, even at high levels, your food is the life of the light of a Creator. So you give praise and thanks. Because that is how our souls are. We are light, and we are frequency. Continuing, you, my children, are all loved unceasingly and beyond your understanding. Follow what I have mentioned in this letter. It is more important now at this time than in the past. Much is happening on the levels and planes that you cannot see, but there is a fight going on, and Creator's angels are winning. Yes, all happens at once in the highest planes of light with Creator, but time on the lower planes and levels plays out in a slower vibration. Yes, Creator already won, it is true, but, my beloved children, you all chose to be here now and to fight for Creator and the everlasting light as defenders of light and truth. You are needed now. Every way you feel to be. You are needed now in every way you feel to be. He means you, the way you feel right now. Everyone listening. Doesn't care if you feel like you're a man or a woman or you're a horse. It doesn't matter. If you feel like you're an androgynous being, great. That's not what it's about. He wants you, the way you are now, to be the warriors you are. From the highest levels of the heaven realms. He just said that to me. To tell you. Prayer is strong and helps conquer many fallen angels, etc. We, the Triune Creator, wait for all fallen angels, negative influencers, tricksters, and manipulators to ask for forgiveness and repent of their evil and hurtful ways to come home to the heaven realms once more. Many have asked and been brought home. However, they are not back in their original angelic standing they had at the beginning, but they are helped and encouraged as they regain their angelic footing and all start by praising Creator in holy, loving awe as they once more acquire their angelic inheritance that they once had. All children can come home again and are welcomed with open arms, hugs, and kisses. No soul or angel is ever too far gone that I cannot find them or bring them home to Creator. When anyone asks Creator with an open heart and humbleness, reverence, and devotion to be helped and forgiven, I redeem them with my love and grace and forgive them. My love never fails, never gives up, and it never runs out on my children. You are all my beautiful children. Creator loves you, and I love you all unceasingly and forever. We are with you all always and throughout all creation in the omniverse. My peace and healing love I give to you all, my children. Come to me and receive the promises Creator has in store for you now and forever. We, Triune Creator, we see you all as perfection and love in our eyes. We love you all from the beginning, now, and for all eternity. We ask during this time of year on earth for all our children to speak peace, see peace, bring peace, and be peace. I love you. Sananda. That's the end of that transmission, which was all handwritten, 27 pages.
Actually,
in handwritten, that is.
There's so much material in it. You could just take paragraph after paragraph and go deep on each paragraph. I think the last statement that he made about none of the angels or anybody, I mean, of course, no. There is a lot of dogma in the world that says people or angels can be condemned forever, and it's not true.
No. Also, I want to thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Yahshua, for being here in the room and zapping my energy the way you did. I interrupt the reading because I'm seeing it and they're telling me something, or I'm getting that impression, so I have to just tell everybody because it's like right at that moment now. When he said, angelic standing they had at the beginning, right? He says, however, they're not back in their original angelic standing they had at the beginning, or they can get their angelic footing back. And the main thing he said is they all start by praising Creator in holy, loving awe. That's because they have not been praising Creator in holy, loving awe for eons and eons since they were cast out. That's how they have to restart themselves. They have to reconnect in that frequency, and Creator knows their hearts. And yes, angels have hearts in a frequency similar to the higher over parts that we are too. It's not like a beating heart sitting there, but it's a pulse of energy that's there, that's our heart in energy. And he said to start them all that way, so as they once more acquire their angelic inheritance that they once had, so they will gain their inheritance back. And any soul that went into a hellish realm and feels they have no choice, there's no way out, there is a way out. You can call to Creator and call on Yahushua. You can call on the Holy Spirit. Just call out. But the children forget, or they don't remember because their many souls are aspected or focus points, as Christ says, aspects or so of an over part. And so there's negative beings here on planet Earth manipulating a lot of people and famous people as well. And since I've talked to some of these oversouls on the other side, when I go up to meetings, I found out that their higher part there can't influence them. They say, I can't connect to them. They won't listen, as they're too influenced by the fallen types. So they might physically, if they don't turn it around, or all of us pray for them. We're the brothers and sisters, okay? So we pray for them, even though they don't know us, but guess what? We're all in frequency, brothers and sisters. And they will get that energy because Creator knows we're praying for them, and will send it to those who most need it most at the moment. That's why he wants you to pray unceasingly. And praying unceasingly doesn't mean standing around praying constantly, but keep your thoughts on him. Like he used to tell me that when I was a child, he'd say, let your thoughts be on me. And all you have to do is think to him. Or you have a visual if you want blazing light, whatever you want. You don't have to do prayers or if you don't want to, although many people speak in tongues. And I say prayers to myself when I walk down the street. Well, I say praise you, and I say thank you for the beauty I see around me. I pet the plants and trees as I go, and they call me. And the birds, and you see them fly, you give thanks for them. That's praising. So that's praying. Yeah. Praying is praise. Praying, praise, 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 praise. If you sing it and word it out loud, if you're singing down the street, like a little child loves to skip and dance and spin in circles, and they might sing, I love God. Well, I don't know what they're singing. Little kids can do all kinds of things, right? But they're so cute in their animation. Creator loves that. So if you're home alone and you're exercising, start dancing. And while you're dancing and jumping around and spinning in circles, make up a song and sing. Just make up a song. I love you. Whatever you want to sing. Right, Phil?
It's true. No,
you do it in the house. You just, no one's listening, but God is. You know, your angels are watching and listening. But if you're going down the block, let's say, we're singing in your car, no one hears
can
you.
Can I say something?
Right.
What you're saying is perfect. But the thing that needs to embed, I believe, in people is that we all deserve and have a personal relationship with the Creator, and I think that's gotten lost a lot.
Yes.
In so many religions, so many dogmas, they don't promote that. They, you know, 'cause I grew up in a particular, you know, religion that just wanted to put priests in the way. Certainly didn't want
people
to have a personal relationship. And I think that's one of the things that has really come in extremely strong in the past number of years, is that people don't think about that. They don't. It doesn't occur to them to say, oh, is the universe personal?
Yes.
You know, so many religions teach that.
Wait till you find that out.
That it's not. And I just want to say that, you know, the thread that holds all of this together, this incredible transmission, is the fact that Creator is personal. And so when we're saying, when they're suggesting to praise Creator,
seek His face.
Seek His face, mm-hmm. and praise Creator for, you know, what's happening is that entity that created us realizes that we are utilizing our free will to turn our face to Creator and say, I know you're personal, and I know you love me. And the Lord has told Mark on many occasions that He loves everyone equally.
Yep, has no favorites.
And has no favorites and loves everyone unceasingly. Now, some people would probably argue that, you know, forever, but it's just, I know it's true.
And yeah, but in his different messages we've gotten in the past too, you can find on etuniversalzone.com messages. Sananda is trying to get everyone's attention to say, I love you, call to me, come to me, because He cannot interrupt your free will, interfere. But you call out to Him, to Creator, to it. It's an androgynous being, Mother, Father, Creator, Father, Mother. But you can call it what you feel. If you want to call it Father or Mother, it's okay. When you call out to Creator, that you long to seek Creator's face, let's say, face, because Creator has a face when you're on the high realms too, we've seen. But energy-wise, Creator has a frequency too, and you recognize it as the overwhelming, awe-inspiring joy, and what is it called? Euphoric love of Creator that's beyond anything on planet Earth or any place you've been, that you know you've been touched and noticed. That's what Creator wants, the connection with us like that. It's not impersonal. It's the souls that are impersonal to it. It wants to be connected. But if we think the Creator's impersonal, it waits back. It stands. It can't come to you. It's waiting. It's waiting for you to just say, wait a minute. Like, there's been many miracles, Karma. If you're real, I need to know this for sure because I'm quitting everything I know. People have done that. And who shows up? Sananda, or Yehoshua, with his sandals and robe, to the people who have lost and given up all hope, and quit on whatever religions they had or believed in, and even atheists. And He's come to them. And He's coming very much now, more than ever, because of the, as they call it, Creator calls it, the glory energy, which means His overmantling energy around this universe and our galaxy and our planet Earth at this time. He's putting that energy strong.
Let's just remember the time that we are in, and because these are actually, whether people want to believe it or not, the end times. And the end times are, there's going to be some trouble coming up, but there's also going to be some incredible times coming up after the, you know, the trouble settles down. We don't think it'll go on that long.
Right now we're having some solar activity going on that's a little blasty.
We're talking more about,
but it's okay.
You know, people warring, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be great, which some people call it revival, will be going on. And so the glory energy, which he just said in this transmission, he said it's here.
Yes. And I know everyone listening, I know we all have our different belief systems. It's okay. Whatever we believe is fine. You know, it's okay. And I know some of the stuff we're speaking sounds kind of like the Christian type themes, but we are cosmic Christians.
You know, I coined that word a number of
years
ago.
20 years ago or more.
And that's really what we are.
Yeah, we know who the Creator is. And, well, I know who Creator is. It's like when they say, do you believe? I say, no, I don't believe. I know. It's like, do you believe in your mother? No, you know your mother. Do you know you believe your dad? Yeah, I know him. So, do I know Yehoshua? You betcha. He's a materialized here in the house. Do I know him on the other side? I was with him the other night. And he was telling me some things that are happening. I know it's hard to believe because I'm walking, but I'm not the average walk-in that people think they know or something or have met. I came in for a mission. I did not have to come here. I didn't have to be born here. I don't have karma here.
Well, you didn't have to be born anywhere.
I might have karma now, but it won't be that big a deal. But the thing is I know it's hard. You see me. If you look at my picture, you see me. But these are just the cars we're driving while we're here. When you see your true self, when you know yourself, when you get out of your body and you look in a mirror and that's not you standing there anymore, but an 8-foot-tall or 7-foot-tall presence that's masculine, feminine, or androgynous looking back at you, that's your true self looking at you, your glorified presence, your glorified beingness. Everything's happening now. Remember that. Everybody tries to make you think, oh, this is going to happen, maybe that'll happen, but then I'll change later, I don't know. Most people don't know what it's like on the other side. They have not had a death experience. I traverse those realms.
I mean, let's just be also clear about that. A lot of people have had death experience.
Near-death experience.
Not a lot of them, but...
Many.
And it just really depends. With Mark, it's a completely different story because he knows exactly where he came from and where he's going back to. It's quite unusual. And I've never met anybody else who can...
Tell her what you always make me feel like. I don't know what you feel.
I always say to Mark, you just don't know what it's like to be human and to not absolutely know where you came from and where you're going back to.
It's not funny, I'm sorry.
No, it's not funny. But it is what it is it's true. And, I think it's with Mark, it just seems incredible or unbelievable and very easy to dismiss. But, this is 45 years of being... with him, and I can guarantee you that if he says he's remote viewing and speaking with Sananda directly on the 14th plane of consciousness
and beyond, yeah.
He's doing it, and these are the messages that are being given to us. And remember, Sananda has to meet, or Creator has to meet each person, each human being on the planet at the level of consciousness in which they are comfortable. So he will meet people that are in traditional Christian ideas of him and would never say the things that he's saying to Mark, because our audience is a very advanced spiritual audience.
And he knows we're all like
true,
that. Yes.
We have truth seekers. We speak to truth seekers. And that's the difference between what he'll say to us and to somebody else. So if he was on another level of consciousness, let's say a fifth plane, he would be speaking differently to them.
Yes.
So, but for, what he's speaking to us is for those that are ready to hear the message in their own, with their own level of understanding.
Now, even so, in the past 50-some-odd plus years since I was a little kid, and I'm 70, so that's a long time ago.
He doesn't look at them.
But way back, I knew Creator. I knew all about this because I never forgot where I came from. I always remembered. So I was very puzzled growing up, why doesn't anybody else know this? What's going on? Even our other friends have thought the same things, including Hercules. We all think the same things. We're going like, what? What the heck? But as it came on, I was going out of body, always seeing Yehoshua, and he would talk to me and tell me what's going on. And he also told me as a child, for now, because the kids didn't understand me, called me weird, he said, pretend you're like my crew actually said this to me, too. Pretend like you're a spy. You're just observing. Don't take anything they say to you serious. Just don't take it in at all. Don't get mad at them. Just, let it go. So he taught me that as a little kid, like 4.5 years old. I guess what we're trying to say now is he wants us to know. I'm sorry. Sananda, he also said you could spell his name two different ways, everybody listening. S-O-N-A-N-D-A or S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda or Sananda is okay. If you misspelled it or thought it's okay, same. He just wants us to get personal more with Creator now. And even in my young years and first times out with my information, UFOs in the 70s and whatever, I wasn't going to speak about him because I knew people weren't ready for this, for what he says. So I just went along with everything, with my experiences and stuff and teachings. But in the last so many, like 20 years almost or less, he's been pushing forward that we have to influence and let them know who Creator really is. And I did make the promise to him when I was out there. I said, I will promise to bring the truth of Creator and who you are and who everyone, you know, and the Creator is to all this, our children and souls here who may be forgotten. And so I'm using this way to do it.
On that note, I have to call and tell you you have like 4 minutes left, Mark.
We got it. Yeah, if we're watching the clock.
Okay, so if anybody needs an oversoul reading, which means that Mark goes basically while he's speaking.
I'm speaking to their oversoul.
And sees the Akashic, but also your own oversoul and your angels, and you can ask pertinent questions. Usually, most people are extremely delighted by the information that they're given. So I think it's a very worthwhile endeavor.
Okay. Thank you.
Quite frankly.
So you get us on Facebook is Mark Brighoff. Mark Brighoff. And the way you can reach me is Mark, M-A-R-C, Brinkerhoff, B-R-I-N-K-E-R-H-O-F-F at yahoo.com. On all my websites, etuniversalzone.com, where you can hear this show and other shows and other interviews. Intergalacticmission.com, markbrinkerhoff.com is my art, animals, and all that, and dinosaurs. And
etuniversalzone.com is where we archive the most recent shows.
And the messages.
And messages.
That you can read.
Although this one might be difficult for me to get up. We are writing a book on the messages.
So. Yes, and we're almost done, so keep praying for our book to be finished, because we keep getting more information. It keeps on going.
But it's
we do part one.
But it's a great time to be alive, and everybody listening to this broadcast tonight has definitely signed up to be here now.
Yeah,
so
now.
We honor all of you, and we say thank you.
Have a beautiful and joyous holiday season. All belief systems, all realms, all love. May the Infinite Creator bless you all always. Enlighten love in the Infinite Creator.
And we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Or listen to you next year and speak to you next year. And we love you all.
Thank you, Mark and Phyllis, for a very thought-provoking and uplifting episode. Just to let you guys know and the listeners know, starting in January, we're reformatting all the Hercules and Space God shows a little bit, so the content won't change, but we're going to focus everything so that people's missions can come into better focus. And for them to have a better platform upon which to communicate their mission. So more on that in a little while. Thank you to our wonderful audience. Whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you called in, you're patiently waiting in our queue, or whether you're going to check us out later on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. Good night. Thanks again, Mark and Phyllis.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Hercules.